The legal battle over voter ID is now proceeding on two separate tracks, with one leading directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. Plaintiffs challenging the law want the court to block a September appeals court order that effectively reinstated voter ID. They say that order changed the rules in the middle of the election. The State Department of Justice filed its own brief yesterday urging justices to leave the law alone, saying election officials have been working for weeks to implement it. That appeal is now in the Supreme Court's hands. The other track for the voter ID lawsuit started this week when appeals court judge Frank Easterbrook wrote the opinion that upheld voter ID on its merits. Easterbrook said that for most eligible voters, not having a photo ID is a matter of choice. Plaintiff's attorney Catherine Culleton Gonzalez of the Advancement Project called Easterbrook's ruling, quote, shockingly appalling and elitist.
It really, you know, has no regard for the many thousands of voters of Wisconsin who don't have the notice or the time or can pay for the transportation to make, you know, one or two or three trips to the DMV.
Plaintiffs want all 10 judges on the Court of Appeals to reconsider Easterbrook's decision. The last time they asked the full court to reconsider part of this case, judges split 5-5, one vote shy of the majority needed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.